Greetings, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. You may have heard that the Eskimos have 50 different words for snow, which makes sense when you consider where they live. I looked up synonyms for the word fear, and I found 46 different words in the English language: anxiety, concern, dread, horror, panic, terror, unease, worry, and the list goes on. Apparently, fear is where we live today. The Bible actually teaches us that fear is both a good and a bad thing. We saw yesterday that "do not fear" is the most repeated command of the Bible. Yet Proverbs built its whole thesis upon the fear of the Lord. The Book of Wisdom is built upon the premise that you better fear God, or you're a fool. And I'm arguing that the fear of the Lord is the antidote to wrong fears. We'll have less fears as we grow in our fear of the Lord. That's what the Israelites discover after leaving Egypt and arriving at Mount Sinai to worship God. They get there all excited, only to have worship come to a screeching halt when they experience the awesome presence of God. After God gives them the Ten Commandments, we read in Exodus 20, verse 18, "Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled. And they stood far off and said to Moses, 'You speak to us and we'll listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die.' Moses said to the people, 'Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of Him may be before you, that you may not sin.'" Moses says, "Do not fear God," and then he says, "You need to fear Him," in the same sentence. What do you mean, Moses? Where there is a fear of God that is not good, and a fear of God that is good. What is the wrong kind of fear of God? Well, it's a fear that runs from Almighty God after He gives you commands on how you are to live in His world. It's this fear that eventually turns into practical or even full-blown atheism, like the late Christopher Hitchens, who rejected God and said God didn't exist. And when asked if God actually did exist, Hitchens said, "I think it would be rather awful if it was true. There's a permanent, total, round-the-clock divine supervision and invigilation of everything you did, you would never have a waking moment or sleeping moment when you weren't being watched and controlled and supervised by some celestial entity from the moment of your conception to the moment of your death. It would be like living in North Korea." Do you see his distortion of the kindness of God? God had rescued Israel out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery and death, a place like North Korea. God had called them out to meet with Him, and He gave them commands so they could now live as those who were free. Hitchens suggested God is Pharaoh, a harsh taskmaster who is never pleased with you. The wrong fear of God is what we call legalism, something too many churches have taught. The healthy fear of God is the one that sees how awesome and how all-powerful God is. It keeps you from sinning. In fact, you see it as irrational to try to run from God. You cannot escape. He is God. And the test is about appropriating this awesome God's great love and being obedient because you trust Him that this is the life that is truly free, that God knows better than we how we should live in His world. There are these two equal errors we tend to fall into. We don't fear God because we want to live how we want, so we ignore what He tells us. Anti-law, or we wrongly fear God and think we have to obey our way into pleasing Him. Legalism. They sound like opposites, but they're actually non-identical twins birthed from the same event, the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve disobeyed because they thought God was holding out on them, and they thought there'd be no penalty. We won't surely die. Eve also added to what God had forbid when she told the snake that they also couldn't touch the tree. God never said that. Eve made God into a cruel taskmaster, adding more laws than what He'd actually given them when He'd given them everything and only forbidden one thing. Unhealthy fear that twists God into an unloving God and rejecting healthy fear that trusts God are not opposite ditches to fall into and you got to try and balance between them. No, both stances are opposed to the grace of God. God is a holy God who graciously loved us even when we're enemies, and he sent his Son to die for our sins. That ought to make us tremble, and at the same time run to him as the only escape from his wrath, trusting that when we do, confessing our sin and shame, his grace will raise us up to live before him. That is what a horrible slave trader turned pastor came to understand when he wrote that wonderful song, Amazing Grace. John Newton realized that it was God's grace that taught his heart to fear, and grace his fears relieved. May we learn more and more to fear the God who relieves all our many fears. Remember who you are and who you belong to.